Ochan Bongomin is a member of the Eastern Equatorial State Legislative Assembly representing Pajok in Magui County. He says Uganda People Defense Forces began encroaching across the border in 2012, and South Sudanese living on lands the Ugandans control face challenges.
When foreign forces are allowed to violate our territory and harm our people at will without consequences, it raises serious questions about the state's capacity and willingness to fulfill its most critical obligations. The silence of our leaders, including our representatives in the national legislature, in this case, is not just unacceptable, but dangerous. It sends a message of negligence.
Ohisa Joseph represents Ikotos County in the State Legislative Assembly. He says the Ugandan troops are farming on South Sudanese land and have occupied 4 villages in his area. He says the South Sudan government should contact officials from Uganda to address land issues.
We South Sudanese, we are expecting that this is a national issue, but now the issue of encroachment, harassment is done on one side. And this one now, it has even given courage to the RDCs. These people will talk with the courage and saying, we have been mandated to protect their territory. So this issue of keeping quiet and some people are given the territory, I believe even General Salva Kiir Mayardit also gave the mandate to our people to protect us of their territory.
Angelo Luwi represents Budi County in the State Assembly and urges the national government to protect residents from foreign invaders.
We shall be forced by the situation and the circumstances to protect our lands. In Budi, near Mawasukun, 12 young boys were slaughtered just like goats, and we are keeping quiet and we say it is an issue of a national government. We are part and parcel of the government. If somebody fails to do his own duty, then the rest shall pick up and do.
Last year, South Sudan accused Kenya of trying to steal disputed territory along their border after communal clashes left at least 8 people dead. South Sudan says Kenyan troops tried to take control of Nakodok in Kapweta East County. In 2009, Kenya and the Sudan People Liberation Movement, the ruling party of what was then Southern Sudan, signed an agreement to establish a temporary border control post at Nadapal to facilitate cross-border movement of people, goods, and services. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa reporting from Eastern Equatorial Capital, Torit.